Oh man, you know, the new scene. Zoom, I'm on Zoom. Yeah, Zoom almost every day.
Oh, you do?
Well, basically, yeah, because it's a new record coming out, and I have a couple of streams, and that all everybody needs Zoom, but that is what it is. It's the new world.
Yep. Well, speaking of the new album, it's really quite terrific.
Thank you.
There's a couple things. Well, first of all, getting that round of African music from South Africa. Most people talk about West Africa, but South Africa just really, I think it's a great idea.
It's basically East Africa.
What did I say?
You say South Africa.
No. East Africa.
You know, but it's included. It's included. You know, I want to tell you something I don't tell anybody. My idea in that trip was to end in South Africa.
Oh, really?
Yes, but the tour never arrived to South Africa, uh-huh. and we did. We did a few years later, and it's interesting because my idea was to record ending the project in South Africa because this is the music everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's familiar with the Kosa.
Yep.
The Kosa, all these singers, and I said, well, it's going to be great. Ending the record, yeah, East Africa, and down to South Africa. And, well, unfortunately, it doesn't happen, but it happened later. Happen later on because uh-huh. it's another record is going to come out maybe in 1 year or 2 years. It's finished, but I cannot put all the record out. It's only with South African music.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, but you're the first guy I know because you were talking about South Africa.
I'm sorry. I don't know why, because I'm looking at the album right here, and it says East African, and that's the thing that's impressive to me is because most people talk about, you know, West Africa, and the music there, but there's not much noise about, or not much interest, or not much, understanding of the music from East Africa, and you really bring it together in such a wonderful way.
Well, thank you.
And,
coming from you is a compliment.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was looking back over my notes from. Remember when I interviewed you in Barcelona in your apartment?
Yeah.
It was 2010. Okay.
Damn, back in the days, man.
And at the time, you talked to me about a project that you were really excited about, and you were calling it Deeper Into the Tradition. Remember?
Yeah, basically was this.
And here it is. You were talking about, I think you said you were going to go to nine countries. I think you ended up going to seven, but that's pretty good.
Well, you know, no. Well, you know, let me tell you. No, yeah. we went to nine countries.
Yeah.
The point is, we left two tracks out. We don't put on the record.
Uh-huh.
We don't put on the record. Yeah, it was two tracks. We don't put on the record. It's one and I think one and all. Zambia, Burundi, Namibia, was another country.
Uh-huh.
It's not in the. Yeah, let me see if I have the record here too because I need to learn.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you what is the country we know, Ethiopia. Wait a minute. Okay. Namibia.
Really?
Yeah. We went to Namibia and we recorded a traditional flute player. By the way, she's a blonde lady. She's born in Namibia. Yeah, and we decide that don't put out this because Namibia is not part of East Africa.
It's not.
Namibia basically is basically part of almost. West Africa.
Uh-huh.
So, but it was nine countries. In the end, it was nine countries.
Well, I think it's pretty impressive that you did that. That's just amazing.
Well, it's simple. You know, if you can make your dreams real, yeah. Or let's say, if you want to make your dream real, you need to go for it. No one gonna knock your door to tell, okay, I come here because I want you to do it. A project in seven or eight countries or nine countries on Africa, forget it. No one gonna say that. If I do reggaeton, maybe somebody come and say, okay, I want to make a collaboration with you, because you have, I don't know how many like you, how many view, but it's not my case. So, you know, my real plan, yeah, when I talked to you was basically this, and thanks God, and thanks all the people in the company, thank you the people in France, French Alliance. It's happened, and it happened in a beautiful way, and I need to say, so far, is the best tour I ever done in my life.
Wow, the best album, or the best?
Yeah, you know, well, the album, I don't know. But the tour.
The tour that you did, yeah, okay.
Yeah, too, but you know, I need to say, I'm really happy with the result, because in the beginning, when we recorded the traditional musician in their village, was really interesting, because my previous idea was to do this project with Schomburg String Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with a string, with ladies, a lot of ladies play strings, and it's a band in Cuba I really love. It's called Camerata Romeo.
Uh-huh.
It's only ladies play strings.
Yeah. Wow.
And this was my idea, because the concept of the project was make music from East Africa, but not with drums, only strings, instruments, and melodies show how Africa is not only rhythm, because every time we talk about Africa, the first thing come out of the people's mind is, dancing and dancing. Yeah, it's true, but they have, Africa is, you know, I think it's one of the older continents in the planet, and every village have a lot of music, a lot of instruments.
Yeah.
I just searching for a few of them. But you know, my idea was is to make a series of I don't know, 10 records. But you know, this is what it is. Yeah. Now we have one. The first one.
Volume one. Yeah. Well, that's pretty amazing. Like you were explaining in the liner notes or whatever, the notes to it. These instruments that I'd never heard of, but they're the stringed instruments that are traditional string instruments.
Yeah.
And they really, I mean, they're pretty rhythmic, I gotta say.
Africa. Africa, you know, the point is, like I would say a few seconds ago, if people think Africa is only rhythm. Yes, it's rhythm. It's the earth. It's earth. It's a foundation. It's ground.
Yeah.
But on top of this ground, you have trees. And you have birds. You have butterflies. it's true. It's few countries in Africa. You see really, really, really strong earth. It's sometimes it look like a wow. It's nothing gonna grow here. but the reality is, your Africa is more than this.
Yeah.
And for all my career, I try to learn about African tradition, African music, and actually I try to present the African music in a way this music can maintain their roots, their integrity, their sources, their tradition. But on top of this, we can put our sound, because we are Western people.
Yep.
Yeah. Even if I have a lot of African ancestors, you know, I cannot say I'm an African guy. I'm a Western guy.
Yeah.
I study classical music, but I see we are all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is how we gonna put our spices inside of this plate is already well cooked. So this is what the main problem in the beginning when I got the rough recording from Africa, I was listening and I say, well, no, my idea don't want to work because I'm gonna over orchestrate everything.
Yeah.
Because I start writing. Actually, this project was the first project I start writing music because I get the original track and I listen and I try to write, I try to transcribe to figure out a way how I'm gonna do. Basically, the same thing I did with Egun based on Kind of Blue. I transcribe everything. It was a lot of work, but it was Kind of Blue work because, in a way, was African American music, but believe it or not, was a Western foundation on Kind of Blue.
Yeah.
But in that music, in East African Journey, was not a Western foundation. It was traditional road. Gong, ging, ging, gong, ging, gong, ging, ging, ging. I said, well, every time I start writing, I did like a painter, writing garbage. And after I did, I don't usually do this. When I write what I write, and that's it. I can like or not, but it's what it is. But with this project, because I need to rearrange the project, because the music was already there, and I cannot change, because it was there already.
Yeah.
So, by the time I throw 4 paper to the garbage, I say, I'm not ready for this. I don't have enough knowledge of this music to try to put one spice on top of this, because what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna destroy the magic of this tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm gonna show in a way the arrogant side of the Western people.
Yeah.
Because we always think what we do is the best.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's why it took you 10 years to get this together, right?
Yes, definitely, because after I listened 1, 2, 3, 400,000 times. Believe me, man. To be honest, I don't want to hear that music anymore. For a while, because I hear so much that music to get and learn, and study, talk to people. Actually, the wood scene, I was there.
Wow.
I was in the village. I eat the food. I understood the sources of that music, and I think in the end of 2018.
Yeah.
I went to the studio with my producer in Paris.
Yeah.
And we was working in another record. We was working in I think a record is gonna. We're working in Batsimo. The South African record is not out yet. And certainly, I look at Steve and I say, hey, man, why we don't go back to East Africa, man? And he told me, yes, I think it's time. And we get a good bottle of wine, a good cheese. We put the raw music, no mix, no nothing, boom, like this. But it was beautiful, man, because, when you feel it's time, your spirit and your energy tell you, now. And man, and boss, Steve and I, we both look at each other and we say, hey, brother, less is more. It was almost in the same time. I say first, and he say after, I say, yes, man, less is more. Let's go. And we did the whole session in one day.
Wow.
Point.
Wow.
Why? Because what's not the point of what we're going to play? Is the point is how and in what moment we're going to put our spices.
Yeah. Well, you know what's impressive, Omar, is that, I love, I've been a fan of your piano playing for, 1,000 years, since back when you actually lived in Oakland, right? And when I was living,
I'm gonna come back here, man. I'm gonna come back. It's time to come back to left Europe.
Yeah, let me get there. That's a question a little bit later. I want to see what's going on with you on that level. But What I found was really impressive with this album was that you were not, and it's a delicious album. I put the word delicious here, and it really is a delicious album.
Thank you, brother.
Is that you're not going, okay, my name is on this, I'm going to be a virtuoso here. I'm going to take over and do like, you know, an 8-minute piano solo. But you were so supportive and so collaborative in a very, you know, in a way that most piano players don't do. Piano players get the instrument and they want to fly on it. And you were putting your spices in. Yeah, you're right. And that's important.
Yeah, but basically, this was the philosophy in the beginning. And actually, you know what? Yeah, it's true what you say, man. You know, the piano by himself as an instrument, it's a majestic instrument. Yeah, it's a majestic instrument. The piano by himself can eat the whole band if you want.
Yeah.
And everybody can be or behind you or supporting you. Like almost like you say, like a lot of projects you hear millions of notes and who play faster, who play more complicated stuff, who can play with the nose, with the tone, who can play with the third hand or whatever. So, but the point is, you know, what the music needs. Yeah, what's gonna make the music sound better?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's simple. You know, sometimes we are afraid to don't play. And actually, I learned this from the masters, from Miles, Monk, Brandy, Ahmad Jamal, Jared, Korea already passed, and oh, you know, Andrew Hill. You know, sometimes they can play crazy shit. But at another time, they can play only one note, like Chopin.
Yeah.
Eric Satie.
Yeah.
Ravel, Debussy, you know, it's not always need to be a master, man. You know, I can tell you, sometimes I'm kind of tired and say, okay, man, beautiful chapter, beautiful melody. That's already happened, brother.
Yeah.
It's already happened a lot. And I hear that shit in when I was 2020, when my 20s, in my 16s. But it's the nature of sometimes what we as a musician or as a human being want to deliver. Sometimes it's all about to prove. It's all about to show him. How's your body? It's basically what happened in the planet today.
Yeah,
you know, everything needs to look good.
Yeah,
yeah. Even if the contents is empty, everything needs to look good. And personal with a project like this, when everything is already done, it's there.
Yeah,
you know, these dishes was already delicious without me doing nothing. This is why it took 10 years, because every time I went out, I started playing. And you know what happened? Exactly what you say. Back over play. A lot of chords. A lot of I try to re-harmonize everything and on. And this voice come here, and I'm going to put the one chord after another chord and after another chord. And in the end, every time I was listening myself, because by the time I was recording with my iPad, with my stuff in the room, you know, I have the piano, but now it's not my room. Now it's my son's room. I need to ask for a permit. Please, can you let me play the piano? But you know, it's like, and you know what? And every time I was playing, I say, no, this is not what this music needs. But that time I don't have the clear answer why I doesn't write to find the right spaces for the project. And later on, when I went back to Africa again, I turned touring. I went to Tunisia a couple times. I went to South Africa a couple times. I did a project in South Africa. I went kind of often, and I tried to all this time. Because sometimes you don't need to put two garlics in a dishes because it's going to taste like only as garlic.
Yeah.
maybe you need to put only half of the garlic and one side of one lemon, not the whole lemon. But you need to know the flavor of the, of how strong is the flavor of the of the of the onion, and how strong and powerful can be the flavor of the lemon.
Yeah.
When you put, you need to know the quantity. And I learned this over these 10 years.
Yeah.
And this is why when we went to the studio, and when Stephen and I say, we are ready, we call Disco. Disco Min, he's an amazing musician. He played bass, he's played Mini Moog, and all these elements contemporary, but he comes from the traditional way, and he's really deep into African music. When we talk, it was beautiful, man, because we talk, and we don't even have charts. We don't even have a music sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we say, hey, guys, less is more.
Less is more.
And when we start recording, it was beautiful, because sometimes I got in my mind, now I'm going to play a chord, and another side of my mind say, hey, fuck you, man. You say before, less is more.
Yeah.
What's in the moment, I just when I'm going to hit the chord, another, I remember one moment in the session was a song of Monja, when he played this kind of crazy harp he created by himself. And it's like a classical, like it's got the vibes of arpa, Colombian harp, Mexican harp, but he made this instrument out of box, with a box, and with the fishing, this thing the fisherman use,
yeah,
to get, and there are the strings. When I hear that music, I hear a lot of chords moving on and on, you know. And I remember I tried to play one chord, and one side of my mind say, no, Omar, no. this chord is gonna damage.
Yeah,
the beautiful melody and the beautiful drawing he make with his melody, because what happened with African African tradition sometimes, because they are singers, songwriters.
Yeah,
they play their song and they accompany themselves.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this question.
Yes.
When the piano parts on this album, when did you record them with the artist that you were working with, or did that come later in the studio?
No, yeah. The Western side, the bass, the drums, the little electronic, and the piano was overdubbed. Yeah, this was what I was telling you before.
Yeah.
In the beginning, my idea,
yeah,
when I get the raw tracks, I start to think about arranging with big orchestra.
Yeah.
But I discovered not. So, but what we did, we went into the studio in Paris, in Plush Studio, which actually is a studio I record basically my last record after the few studio I love in New York, they shut down.
Yep.
And they close. Now I do everything in Paris. I'm actually here in Oakland. Actually, I'm in the studio now. And the piano, the idea was to use contemporary sound, with some electronic sound,
yeah,
but with the analog keyboards from the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because we all see this music is organic music.
Yeah.
I call this music organic music, organic natural music with no sulfite added. It's like basically what these people play when they play their village.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I cannot change, you know, and you know what was beautiful, man? The tuning of this guy.
Wow.
You know, we don't touch nothing.
Who's that? Who? The tuning?
The tuning. The way the intonation.
Yeah.
Then when I went, I was nervous because, you know, was few rules to record the bassist track. One rule was I have a metronome.
Yeah,
to be
yeah,
yeah, just because this was the only way to sync later if we want. But unfortunately, few of them, they cannot deal with this because they say, well, you know, take out this noise on my ear, man. I don't like that. What is that shit? They say, well, I explained to few of them. Few of them, they are kind of professional musicians like Rajay, like Steven Sogo.
Yeah.
They are touring a lot, they're recording a lot, and they can deal with this. But the guy from Zambia,
yeah,
the guy from Zambia, he said, hey man, take out this, you know, I don't want to help for anyone. That's it. I want to play. I say, hey man, what play? Should I say it's play? And what's beautiful for me to see how good they was in their pitch. Because when I went to the piano and I'm playing the chord, I say, wow, how they are in tune. if they don't even tune in the instrument. Some of them, they tune in the instrument, like I told you before, because they're professional, they're not. Like, for example, Monja, he come, he tune in the instrument, but with, yeah, perfectly. But another guys, no. And it was amazing, man. Because, you know, I learned, you know, people in the planet, we all have our pitch but in the latitude we are.
Yeah.
In what part we are? We are in the equator or up, below. Yeah, it's the pain of this. You know, so some people have, you know, a pitch, and when they sing in that pitch all the time. I discovered this with that. Well, basically, I confirmed this with that record. Of course, you can find people out of tune in every part of the planet.
Absolutely.
But this guy, they impressed me. They impressed me a lot. And back to your question, we record in the studio, and basically, the idea was we need to create organic music, but minimalist, to let the people hear the fundamental element of that record. It's the traditional music of yeah. that place.
Yeah.
And I remember, yeah, the piano, the piano we have in the studio is from the 1878. I was happy. I choose to record there because I said, you know what? This piano have a character, and his piano already have organic, natural sound. Even if one key is don't be really in tune, even if the piano tuner say, man, this piano is too old. It is what it is. I say, okay, it's what it is, and this is what we want.
Yeah.
What we want is try to give this familiar vibe with the music we record in Africa and with the part we put in Europe.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I need to say I'm pleased with the record because in my humble opinion, express one humble way of how we can be together without fight each other.
Yeah.
Without overexpose ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. For all these things, I understand that you put the spices in the studio, but for all these tunes on this, were there any instances where you actually got on the stage with these guys and played this? With you,
oh, yeah,
with you
yeah,
playing
yeah.
the piano, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a documental about this trip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a documental. If you have a time, you can watch a little bit. And we did a concert in Ethiopia with Selassie.
Uh-huh.
We did a concert in Sudan with Dafala.
Uh-huh.
We did a yeah. You know, I did not a concert, but a little. lecture, like a workshop with Rajay, in Madagascar, and was a few more.
And so you guys played together then, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but not with the band. I record. We played together with the band. I was touring because I was touring with the Africanos project,
right?
With Africano Unplugged. With Mola Sila from Senegal and Sheila Thomas from Mozambique, and we played together in that tour because my previous idea when I get the news of the tour will happen, I say okay, I want to record these traditional musicians in their village, but I would like to play with them.
Yeah,
and it happened in few countries. Unfortunately, not all the. I play with Oli. Yeah, we play in the studio, but the day we record because they have a piano in another cell, well, like electric keyboard, and I was playing with him, hanging out, and you can see in the movie. Yeah, you can see in the movie. It was fun, man. What I need to say, it was a really really fun tour. I was really, really fun to be inside of this tradition, man. For what was only one day in each country, but I need to say, well, so far something come out of this.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a really difficult question.
Yeah.
You know, you were in seven, eight countries doing this, and this you put together this really nice collection, which isn't, you know, it's not 72 minutes long. I appreciate that. It's 55 minutes, something like that. If you could choose, and here's a hard question, if you could choose one tune from this album that is your favorite. How about that? I mean, obviously you say all of them are my favorite, but what is is the most special to you out of this package?
Yeah. Well, for me, I have a few.
Go ahead.
It was a difficult question because you say only one. But you know.
Okay, give me two. Give me two.
Two, I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
One is number three. Number four. Eric Seretse, from Monja, Mahafai, from Madagascar. Yeah, for a few reasons. He blew me away with his instruments. Number one. And he blew me away the way he played and the spirituality. Just before he was playing, he came with his traditional dress.
Wow.
He said, we barely can talk because he don't speak any French. I don't speak, of course, any of his dialect. But we communicate only by signs. But when this man started playing, was a trance for me. And another thing I need to say, unfortunately, we lost him two weeks ago.
Oh, no.
He passed. I don't know what was COVID, with what disease, but he passed. And was really sad for me, man, because my dream was to do a tour with him live and go back and play in Madagascar with this project. But unfortunately, we don't be able to do, but the music is there.
Yeah.
And this is one track. And the second track is from Ethiopia, from Selassie de Miseri. He called Chech. What's the name of this? Because it's hard for me to even. Chech.
What is it?
Number five.
Ah, oh, good God, yeah. That's a real funky tune.
Yeah, because you remind me. When he starts saying, for a moment, I say, well, it's a funny song. It's a funny, but it's a moment what remind me country music. This brought me to a lot of the American areas. The banjo sound. And I say, what is that shit? What is this instrument? And it's a really old instrument. It's an instrument I think it, I don't know, 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a traditional instrument, and it was great because, for example, Selassie, he's a really professional musician. Uh-huh. He's really famous in Ethiopia with music. He was living in the United States before. So he's this type of guy. He can deal with metronome, with tuning, with a coro, with a harmony, and all the stuff. And it was great for me because we record we record with him in a theater.
Huh.
And I remember after we ended the session. Actually, the session was in the French Alliance rooms in Addis Ababa, and they have a restaurant in that place. And I said, "Well, let's eat something here because it's kind of, for me, it was difficult to eat in Ethiopia."
Yeah.
Because you know, yeah, the meat is overcooked because of the feet and all that shit. And we went to the bar, to the restaurant, and the guy said, "Hey guys," and I asked, "You have fish here?" And Selassie looked at me, "Hey man, come down." And then, "Yeah, you already asked for a fish here?" And I said, "Why no?" Yeah. And the guy said, "Well, we don't have fish, but we have prawn from Mozambique. And one of the best prawn in the world, they have the prawns come from Mozambique."
Wow.
And oh, it was like after that song, after this recording, because we record both songs of him,
uh-huh.
We were so high, "Oh man, let's eat." And they have wine there, and we start eating. Bam, bam, bam. And when we finish, I said, "Well, delicious." We all say, "Well, delicious, delicious dishes. Oh, thank you so much." And the guy come to us and say, "Hey guy, I don't want to tell you, but we have this prawn here for 1 year."
Uh-oh.
It was frozen. It was frozen for 1 year.
That's okay.
I say, "What?"
But you liked it.
I love it, man, because I was looking for fish or like a seafood food. Yeah, I was desperate because, you know, I eat really good in all Africa.
Yeah.
But you need to respect the health advice they give to you.
Uh-huh.
Please don't eat vegetable. To check it out with the water. And we have all the every time we have this thing in our mind, and we don't eat like when we come here in the United States. You eat whatever, and hope everything's gonna be fine. But it was great. With what, it was a funny history. It was a funny moment behind this. But this, back to your question, these two songs, I really like. You know, I need to say, I love the whole record because, you know,
I know you
I love the track 13 with Menoir from Mauritius.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, I love the
I'm not catching
of India. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, I'm back. I'm here. I didn't catch your last sentence, though.
No, you're basically, I say I was love at the Fala song number 10.
Yeah.
Main Fairia.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because you have these voices, these female voices.
Yeah.
They're kind of traditional voices, but remind me Morocco, remind me a little bit of India sometime. You know, give me that vibe. This is why, yeah, when I listen all these songs before we put our spices, yeah, it was a moment I was saying, this music don't need nothing more.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love traditional music. I love raw music. I love when the music touching me. I'm putting my feet on the earth. You know, it's not virtuosity. It's not virtuosity music. They don't pretend nothing. But when you listen, So, for example, when you listen Monja play his instrument, and you see his instrument, when you listen Rajeri play his instrument, he's from Madagascar.
Huh?
They're really virtuous. What they do, you say, wow, how you can do this with this instrument?
Wow.
Yeah, but for me, yeah, what's so beautiful learn was the level of humility.
Yeah.
How humble they was when they played their music. And they say, you know, do whatever you like. This is our music.
Cool. Let me ask you this question, Omar. How did you find these people?
Well, basically it was through the French Alliance.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because this tour was setting in conjunction with my booking agent.
Yeah.
In France, but that time.
Uh-huh.
And my manager Scott. Uh-huh. And the French Alliance, and French owned the television channel, one of the television channels.
Oh yeah.
In France. And I asked first to Scott, please, let's take the advantage. We're gonna be in Africa, and let's record.
Yeah.
In the real place. The real time with the real people. Yeah, we cannot miss that opportunity. Yeah. This thing that can happen maybe one time in your life. Like this, everything was organized. Yeah, the tour was great. We spent almost three days in every city with a traveling day, concert, and one day, and we leave. And that way, was a perfect setting to record properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if we don't have a studio, if we record in the libraries, in bathrooms, in the room of the hotel, or in the middle of the theater, with some people outside telling everybody, hey, don't come, because don't come there, record, what's a beautiful journey. And I need to say, Patrick Destandeu, the sound engineer I brought to that tour from Germany, he was my sound engineer for I don't know, 10 years or something like this. He did a great job, because as soon as we get the tour schedule, We try to look for the right equipment. Well, basically, he looked for the right equipment, and now it's easy because you can record with your phone.
Yeah.
But by that time, was not so easy. Even if the technology was already on top of the table, but was not so popular like today. Today, everybody basically have a studio in their house. Like I said before. In your mobile and in your computer, you have a studio. The only thing you need is a headphone and a mic.
Yep.
And even with a phone, you can connect a mic and you can record properly videos, everything.
Yeah.
The whole record. And I need to say, is Patrick did a great job, because if we don't get the bass track right with a good sound. Yeah, with not too much noise, we don't be able to do this record like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because most of the time, when you see people go to Africa and they record in Africa, sometimes, it happened to me before. You have a chicken come in and out. You have the kid running around. Yeah, somebody come. Hey, hello, how you doing? And they start singing with you in the room, and it's great. But my idea is with that recording, the musician was try to have as clean sound I can get of the instrument, especially because I would like the people listen to the instrument.
Yeah.
because sometimes when they record together, it's a lot of noise around. Yeah. You don't even realize how is the sound of the instrument. Actually, for me, in a way, it's a technological record, because you can hear traditional music of one side of Africa, like you said before. The people don't know. They don't used to listen to that music.
Yeah.
And actually, it was Ethiopia. The music that you hear from Ethiopia is another type of music. It's based in what Mulatto Stake brought to America, this kind of sound, and what Don Cherry put in his music, in his time. But this concept with Selassie play,
yeah,
was for me was new. Actually, yeah, I knew a few guys.
Yeah.
In the record, I knew Manoir. I met this guy in Paris, Rajay. But beside Rajay and Manoir, you know, I don't have a clue what person I gonna meet.
So
it was beautiful.
So it was a discovery for you.
Oh, totally, man, totally.
A journey and a discovery. That's so great. Listen, Omar. I have a couple of questions that have nothing to do with the album, and then I'm going to have to close. But you're in Oakland right now?
Yes.
And so what's going on? Are you going to continue to live in Barcelona?
Well, you know, let's put it that way. I'm planning to come back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm planning to come back to Oakland as soon as possible. But when you have family, when you have kids,
yeah,
everything is not so easy.
Yeah.
Now, for a moment, I saw, well, I end in dealing with paper and all this for the immigrants.
Yeah.
And now I'm here again doing the paper, but now for my kids.
Yeah. How old are you? Your kids are what, like?
18, Lonius is 18. And Iyade, she's 15. And the main idea, because you know, Iyade now she's in a interesting moment of her life, adolescence. Sure. Yeah, you know, her mom, myself, yeah, we decided to don't move her to here now. Yeah, because she has all her friends there.
Back in Barcelona.
Yes, and it's not a.
Yeah.
And she doesn't speak a good English, but my son, he's ready. He's 18. He speaks good English. He said, "Hey, Dad, give me one more year, because I want to be ready." And actually, he studied computer programmation.
Huh?
He studied computer programmation, and what a best place for him to be.
Oh yeah.
They'll be here. Even if he only cleaned the floor of Google.
Yeah. So right now you're just in Oakland by yourself, and the rest of your family is in Barcelona.
Yeah, I'm by myself now, searching for, you know, because it's, you know, come, you know, you've been in my house in Barcelona.
Yeah.
So that means we need to leave this. We need to find it. I need to rent a place here. I need to look for what is the best area. All the legal paper, you know, it's a lot of shit to move. And when you get a little old,
yeah,
you know, and sound like I'm going to come first. But it's like always, you know. Nothing changed. I expect you with 55, I'm going to stay in one place. Forget it. And actually, what something I learned with the pandemic things, I discovered, well, let's say I confirm. My friends, they are in that side of the planet. You know, my good friends, they are here in Oakland, in New York, in Washington, in Chicago, in Miami. I have friends in Barcelona, but not too many. And I discovered why. Because over all of this year, I was touring as a maniac. I was only touring. If I spent 2 months in Barcelona, the whole year, was too much.
Yeah.
And now I spent a year in Barcelona, and I discovered that I need to be honest with you, because we know each other for a long time. Man, nothing happened in Barcelona.
Really?
For For me, zero.
Wow.
Here, yeah, I create projects. I do projects. But basically what I feel when I'm in Barcelona is like a vacation place.
Yeah.
It's like I arrive there, but when I come to Oakland, or when I come to America, maybe the energy of this country, the right away, I start calling guys, let's do this.
Yeah.
And it's amazing musician there. It's amazing musician in Barcelona. But the way I look music, I have only few people.
Yeah.
They're match with me. It's my idea.
Yeah.
Not the way I play, because I can adjust myself depending who, but this kind of crazy concept of integration of culture with a contemporary vibe, you know. And actually here in the United States, you know, is this country is a little competitive country, it's too much. So you can find musicians for whatever part of the planet.
Yep.
And they play good, man. And they can play.
Yeah.
And the only thing is you need to express the philosophy. You don't need to tell them what they need to do. And this is what I love with musicians. Don't talk. Let's fly.
That's great.
Yeah.
Listen, Omar, thank you so much for taking the time. I really love your album. I've been listening to it on headphones too, so that's really a pleasure. And again, how many albums all told have you recorded in your career?
Well, around 40. You know, I lost tracks, man. I lost track of this because, for example, here now we are in the studio in Oakland, and in this month. We are working in two records at the same time. The first 2 weeks, you know, I'm go back to Europe after tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But the first 2 weeks we work in a project that we're gonna we work with this singer from Peru. His name is Susana Baca.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I've heard of her.
Yeah, it's a cool guy, you know. Now we're waiting for her approval.
Of course.
Yeah. And we're working with, now when I finish with you, I'm going to go to the studio. It's the next door. Yeah, I can show you. This is the next door. This is my room. And look, I open the door. And I'm in the studio. With Greg Landau, he's the producer.
Oh, yeah.
Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him from Nicaragua days.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We met each other in Nicaragua.
We did.
Well, now that's where I met Omar.
Yeah.
In Nicaragua, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I was part of Witness for Peace, and I went to Nicaragua a couple times to keep the Contras from invading.
Right. So we are here working. We're working on two records. It's two records in a month. And now the second record is with.
Show him the
Ah, you know what? Grand time. Yeah, can show you this picture.
There it is. There it is.
Back in the days, you know, I met Grant there with that band. I was playing with a singer-songwriter, and we kind of touring together, in Nicaragua. Anyway, so this is you're here in the state. When you arrive, you know, when I arrive, you know, my energy, man. My energy is go like a high. Because it's the energy of the country. In Barcelona, when I arrive, I chill out, a glass of wine. Oh, I want to eat this in the market, the supermarket, in the market. That's that. And now, because everything is closed, you know, and I cannot tour in, I cannot travel in,
yeah.
I cannot travel. I say, wait a minute, but I don't have nothing here. It's only my family. It's a lot, but it's a lot to have your family in one place and have a family together.
Yeah.
But professionally, in my work and say, no, I feel I don't grow up. But we need to figure out a way to grow up until our last day. This is my idea about life.
Yeah. So tell me this. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, how's the Barcelona Festival doing? The music festival.
I don't know. I don't know. I need to say I'm let out. I'm here.
Yeah.
They do the festival.
Yeah.
They do the festival and continue, and then they do in the best way they can.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't know too much about what happened, because, you know, based in this kind of pandemic reality, I was focusing in trying to create music and try to do new ensembles and try to figure out a way to move ahead. But, you know, but they do, I think they do it right. Yeah, with less people, like everybody, with less capacity in the places and not too many international artists.
Yeah. Is Juan still there?
Yeah. You know, they're going to die there. they're going to die in the same place. In the same world, of course. It's the same company, the project. Juan is still their teacher director.
Good.
Yeah. But it's good. You know, Barcelona is beautiful. It's a beautiful place. But now, unfortunately, it's nobody there, man. it's an empty city. But if you see the city now, empty. If you compare with the time you were there, you say that. No. So it was like an atomic bomb. I come here and clean the place. Nobody in the street because there's no tourists.
Wow. Nope.
Everything is closed. Anyway, I'm gonna see what happened in 2 days, because I go back home. I go back now.
good deal.
Anyway, brother.
Hey, it's been great talking to you, and I'm sure we'll cross paths again at some point or another, yeah?
Definitely, brother. All the best, man.
All the best to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Peace, brother. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.